Random House Audio presents Bunch of Amateurs, A Search for the American Character, by Jack Hitt. Read for you by Peter Colburn. Chapter 1. Gunji Womping. In a forested bottomland of southeastern Connecticut, amid stony outcroppings and strewn granite boulders, lies an unusual cluster of 9 beehive-like stone shelters. As far back as anybody can remember, including the Pequot Indians, the area has had a funny name, Gunji Womp. When I first heard about the place, I called around and found David Barron, then the president of the Gunji Womp Society. He invited me to join him on a walk in the woods with some fresh recruits, mostly married couples in their 50s. He told me that Gunji Wompers believed the odd stone huts are Celtic dwellings, an abandoned camp left by Irish monks who visited America 1,500 years ago. After parking our cars on the side of a remote road, a dozen of us slipped into the woods. Barron, a tall man with sprouts of white hair exploding out from under a Greek fisherman's cap, marched with vigor, bubbling with enthusiasm. As a guide, he cut a familiar figure. He possessed a partiality for crippling puns. When someone had to peel off early from the group, he shouted to them, "Shalom on the range!" He smoked so much his white mustache was tainted yellow. He had a salty way of sprinkling his comments with innuendo that amused the wives, yet affected a Victorian coyness about cursing. When I found some trash, beer cans and cigarette butts, obviously left at one shelter by some teenagers, he let fly the foulest term possible, "Scheitzen!" Then Barron led us to a large rock. He wanted to know if we noticed anything. There were some lichens on it, not much else. We stared.